The next area that people tend to evaluate within the first 90 days when they're taking lessons is the actual content of what you're being taught. Now, there's 7 elements of music. The biggest 3, you can ask me about the other 4 later, they're not as important. The big 3 are harmony, rhythm, and melody. Melody is the actual tune. You know, if you take, you know, I've been working on the railroad, then da, 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 that's the melody. And then harmony is like the chords that go behind it. And some of you have experienced this. If you're playing a song and you don't know the melody, you don't know the song, and you're just strumming the chords, well, it just kind of sounds like a big pile of chords because you're not hearing the melody. So that's what harmony is. It's the chords that support the melody. And then rhythm is implicit in both. You can't have a melody without rhythm, and you can't have a chord progression without rhythm. So it's inherent in both. And usually you guys are developing your rhythmic skills via strumming. Anyway, the point of this is, as a music teacher for a beginning student, I try to give you guys some small victories that you can celebrate to have you play certain exercises that sound good in and of themselves, so you feel like you're making an accomplishment. And that's no secret. You know, that's why I give you those tab exercises. You may play, you know, Ode to Joy or something, and it sounds good, like it's a song. And you don't have to get bogged down in, if you're doing tab, for example, you don't have to get bogged down in reading music. I encourage you to learn to read music, but if your goal is to just make music and not necessarily read music, then we can bypass that step. And I didn't always think that way. I used to think, well, the proper way is to teach reading music, because tab's not really, really music. You know, tab is just a bunch of numbers on a page, you know. And now I see things differently. So the point of the story is, we want you to have musical experiences that are fulfilling right away, and we also have to build a foundation on rhythm, melody, and harmony, because that's where everything grows from. So to make my point a little more clear, suppose I only taught you, you know, specific riffs or songs, little melodies here and there, and they were never backed with any other talk about rhythm or harmony or whatever. You would keep getting immediate gratification from learning songs that you wanted to, but in the end, there's no foundation being formed. This is what happens to kids sometimes that I inherit from other teachers, and they've been, let's say, taking lessons for a few years, and they're into it. And they were doing well in terms of that teacher they were studying with, or teachers, but now they come to me because they hit a wall of frustration because they don't have a foundation. They don't call it this. They don't come to me and say, I don't have a foundation. But I could see that part of their frustration is they've just been being fed, you know, this immediate gratification thing without doing the foundational building stuff. On the other hand, if you get a teacher who's only doing the foundational building stuff but not giving them little shreds of fun to have, they're not going to stick with it. Now, everyone's like this. We all need bread and butter skills, and, you know, we need dessert too. All right? So just remember, when you're trying to evaluate what you're being taught, it's always a combination of not only the 3 musical elements, rhythm, harmony, and melody, but there's fun bits as well, and it's all on purpose. It's all done by design.